I'm here with Lindsay McCandless and Kirsten Corbett from the Center of Wonder. They're here to talk about the Daily Wonder Calendar, which has just been launched, and it's kind of a collection of what's happening in arts and culture and events in Jackson Hole. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning, everyone.
So, Lindsay, would you mind talking about kind of the impetus for starting this Daily Wonder Calendar and how it relates with the Center of Wonder?
Sure. The idea of creating an arts calendar where everything that's happening in arts and culture in Jackson can be in one place is something that has been kicked around and talked about for many, many years. And Center of Wonder was just thrilled to be in a position to partner with the Cultural Council of Jackson Hole to actually make this happen. And so we've just launched dailywonder.org. And it is a place where the for-profit, nonprofit, and individual artists of all disciplines can put their events that are happening.
Excellent. And there's a few sources for calendars around town. Why did you see a need that needed to be filled?
Well, we really felt that, there's so much happening in Jackson all the time, and we just wanted, Center of Wonder is an organization that provides support, resources, and strategic visioning to the arts community in Jackson. And we wanted to have one easy-to-go-to place that was just the arts and culture. One of the unique things about this calendar is it's really focused on being a calendar. It's not loaded with a lot of ads and other things to distract you. You can go there and find out everything that's happening in one place. And we just found that before, you'd have to go to, there's a number of different sources in town and calendars and newspapers and individual websites to go to. Here you can just go to one spot.
And who can submit events to this? Who kind of curates what's on there?
Well, one thing that we wanted to make sure everybody knows is that it's really open. So if you're a nonprofit organization, a for-profit organization, an individual artist doing a pop-up show, a band, a musician, we'd like it all to be there, because if it's an arts or culture event, we want to represent it, right? We want to show the breadth and like richness of the whole community that's out there.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking to Kirsten Corbett and Lindsay McCandless from the Center of Wonder about dailywonder.org. It's a new arts and cultural calendar for what's happening in Jackson Hole. I wonder if you guys have any advice for people who might feel overwhelmed by the sheer number of events to attend in town. How do we ensure that we don't overdo it, but we still get stimulated artistically?
I'm not sure if you can overdo it. I mean, on one hand, the great thing is when you see this calendar every single day, even now during the start of our off season, it's just loaded with options and things to do. And when you go to the calendar, you can categorize and look at different disciplines. So perhaps if that week you want to go see a film or see what's happening in dance, you can narrow down the categories so you don't get overwhelmed by all of the amazing offerings in one place. And I think one of the unique things about this calendar is that it actually is more than just a calendar, in that when you go there, you can actually go directly to that organization or art gallery's website. You can purchase tickets directly from this calendar. It makes it really easy to access everything that's in town.
And where do you hope that this calendar, this platform, goes from here? What do you hope for in the future?
Well, we're looking that in the future we'd like to build out the calendar so that it's actually providing more than just events, but actually deepening the connection with our arts community. So we anticipate that down the road we'll have interviews with artists, we'll have articles, we'd love to work with KHOL and link some podcasts. So we hope that it'll expand to be really deepening how we connect with all of the amazing artists and experiences that are here.
And I mentioned to you guys before, but I should say on air that I create the community calendar for KHOL every day, and it's been really nice to have this website to consult weeks out about what's coming up. And, we all have to plan pretty far out sometimes, so it's nice. I wonder, Kirsten, if you'd weigh in on why the arts community is so rich and so deep here.
Well, we know that we've got this great tradition of arts in Jackson, and as we encourage and support that, and especially everybody's expression of it, you know, from kids to older people to everybody in between, I think that we just see it taking off. And, you know, you were asking that question about your week and it being full. And we also know that we have a really engaged community, in terms of going to events and in terms of wanting to seek out experiences that speak to them. And so we just think it's a great, platform to get them all in one place for people so that they can kind of look at it and curate their week and look at what, really moves them, or look at trying something new that they might never have thought about before.
That's a fun way to talk about scheduling, curating your week. I'm going to use that. Well, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and we just encourage anybody who wants to post an event to contact us, and we can get you set up. We've got a YouTube video that helps you learn how to enter an event really easily, and we want it to be fun.
And the button to enter an event is just right in the top right-hand corner of the site.
Right.
And I wanted to point out, too, that you can actually save a link to this directly on the face of your phone. I don't know all the technical words, but it makes it really easy. So instead of having to actually download it as an app, it's very mobile friendly, and you can just save it as a button right on your phone so you can easily access it everywhere that you are.
But there is an app as well, is that right?
There's not an app as well, but it functions essentially like an app mm-hmm. would. It's very mobile friendly, and you can just save it directly so it becomes one of those icon buttons on your phone so you can check it out all the time.
That was Lindsay and Kirsten here talking about the Daily Wonder Calendar. You're listening to 89.1 KHOL Jackson.